You found the right frequency. It's Free Radio Skybird on shortwave. Well, you found a place to unwind. Free Radio Skybird, listener-supported shortwave radio. I'm DJ Frederick, and coming up in this edition of Free Radio Skybird, we'll hear from One Deck Pete with the sunspot minimum, but the music's maximum. Plus, Pete's going to bring you the Skybird mailbag program. We'll check in with Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory. Plus, we'll have a DX flashback with a report on shortwave number stations. So, welcome aboard, sit back, enjoy the program, and I'm wishing you good DX for shortwave listening. And without any further jibber-jabber from me, here's One Deck Pete.
One Deck Pete presents Solar Minimum, but the music's maximum.
The sun is heading towards solar minimum now. sunspot counts were relatively high in 2014, and now they're sliding toward a low point expected in 2019 to 2020.
We sometimes have to step away from the tapestry of life to see the whole picture. I'm trying to attempt that right now.
Tunes in this month's mix were Froth Whitlam with the tune Sheba, Dasha with Tango on the Street, Andre J. Quenda with Mbali, and a worldwide exclusive of Madtone's Diamond in the Sky. As usual, thanks for listening.
The propagation hour from Boulder, geomagnetic field mostly quiet.
And this is DJ Frederick from Free Radio Skybird saying hello to listeners in California tuned in on KOWS, COWS 92.5 FM. Up next, Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory.
Welcome to the fascinating world of audio frequency equalization. Your equalizer provides you with the means to make any and all corrections that you, in your new capacity as audio playback engineer, determine to be most accurate.
Set your receivers.
Welcome once again to the Radiophonic Laboratory, where the art of electronic music meets the science of telecommunications. I'm Justin Patrick Moore, and on this edition of the Rad Lab, we will explore the music of time and its relative dimensions in space.
Thank you.
That's better. Now we're on the far side of the interdimensional void. When you listen to the radio, you are hearing sounds that have traveled at the speed of light. Here at the Radiophonic Labs, we specialize in the music of space. All musicians are time travelers, because music can only exist in time. Today, our featured musician is Delia Derbyshire, most famous for her work in the BBC's Radiophonic Workshop, where she spliced together and cut the tapes and oscillated the oscillators to create the most famous time-traveling soundtrack ever, the theme to Doctor Who, which you just heard. Let's listen to more sounds moving through space. Let's listen now to some more of Dame Delia's other genius creations. She is, after all, the mother of us all. The band White Noise with the classic track Love Without Sound off of their 1969 album An Electric Storm. White Noise was a band founded by David Vorhaus after he attended a lecture by Delia Derbyshire. He recruited Delia into the band alongside her colleague Brian Hodgson, also from the Radiophonic Workshop and a member of Unit Delta Plus with Delia.
As well.
Well, you know.
Yes. I have kids.
Well, speaking personally,
I feel that.
Talk out.
Talk out.
The last two tracks we heard were by Delia and were called Talk Out and Time on Our Hands. In this edition, we also heard Sonic Boom in collaboration with Delia on the track Synchrodipity. We also heard from a 1971 Flexi disc with a piece by Delia called Dance from Noah, and also a piece of library music by her called Science and Health. I'm going to leave you with The Sound of the TARDIS by Brian Hodgson. And I'd like to say thank you to DJ Frederick Moe and all the crew at Free Radio Skybird. Until next time, I'll see you out there in the ether.
And it's time for a quick program break here on Free Radio Skybird. Give you some time to get up, stretch, sip a cup of tea, cup of coffee, or adjust your radio antenna, or take a moment to write down our address for correspondence. Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278, USA.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Some people collect stamps, others collect coins. Akin Fernandez collects recordings of shortwave radio stations, specifically number stations, mysterious broadcasts which often feature a droning voice reading a series of numbers. Fernandez has been obsessed with number stations for more than a decade. He's released a multiple CD set of his recordings of them. As Matt Cowan reports from London, the set has become a cult hit.
London is a city that sleeps. Pubs shutter their doors at 11:30. The underground stops running at around midnight most nights. But it was in the early hours of the morning when Akin Fernandez found the sounds that would make for many sleepless nights to follow.
If you were to come across that in the middle of the night by yourself, you would be more than scratching your head. You would be saying, what on earth have I just come across?
So while the city slept, night after night, he searched the dial of his shortwave radio for more of these mysterious sounds.
What you heard is precisely how the station presented itself. It didn't say where it was coming from or anything else. It's just bizarre. It's just completely bizarre.
Akin Fernandez found plenty of number stations. What he couldn't find out was who or what was behind them.
The more I tried to find out about number stations, the more questions came up, and the more people were almost didn't care. They almost didn't care about them. They said, oh, it's just, you know, weather or something like that. Weather transmissions, you know, they're nothing special. But obviously not, they aren't weather transmissions.
When the search for answers stalled, Fernandez tried to distinguish a pattern by keeping detailed logs of the frequencies and the times of the broadcasts. He also started recording them.
I realized that people didn't have a Rosetta Stone to work with. They hadn't been archived anywhere.
At the time, Fernandez was running an independent record company and decided to put out a CD of number stations recordings. The Connet project became four CDs. Internet friends contributed their own recordings. The finished product has more than 150 tracks, each one a separate broadcast, numbers being read out in English, Czech, German, Russian, sometimes by children, sometimes by computers. Somehow his arcane obsession found an audience. Thousands of copies were sold through niche retailers on both sides of the Atlantic. Filmmaker Cameron Crowe, best known for his movies Jerry Maguire and Almost Famous, is a fan.
This is one of the great strange and strangely beautiful odd recordings. There's something about the sound of the voices or even the music box type recordings that just change any room you're in when you're hearing it, changes your frame of mind, takes you to another place.
That's exactly the feel Crowe was hoping to get in the psychological drama Vanilla Sky. With Fernandez's blessing, Crowe mixed cuts from the Connet project into the film's soundtrack.
Where is she?
The excerpts underscore scenes when the Tom Cruise character is thrust between realities. When the woman he thought was dead turns up in his bed and the woman he loves is nowhere to be seen, he loses it.
I'm Sophia.
Director Cameron Crowe says these scenes unsettle audiences thanks in large part to the soundtrack. He still enjoys introducing people to the recordings to see their response.
I played it for a friend of mine, and they were like, I feel creepy, take that off. And then I said, here, check this out, and played the Yankee Hotel Foxtrot recording. And they were like, wow, that's the Wilco title.
It's my father's voice chilling off, sailors sailing off in the morning.
The band Wilco incorporated sounds from the Connet project into its breakthrough 2002 release, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Cameron Crowe says the growing fascination with this mysterious found sound is understandable. He says he introduced Steven Spielberg to the recordings.
And it was that thing where you're just kind of passing a little secret thing on to somebody else. And in current times where everything in pop culture is explored and overexplored, it's great that there's this little corner that you can often say to somebody, hey, have you heard about the Conan Project? And even somebody like Spielberg is suddenly going, tell me more about this.
A number of people want to know more. Simon Mason, author of the book Secret Signals, says officially number stations remain a mystery.
Various madcap theories have come out of the years, like it's messages from UFOs or it's messages between drug-running people or some outlandish things like that. And the evidence boils down to the fact that they are transmitting messages to espionage agents in the field, in foreign countries.
Both Mason and Akin Fernandez say the case of Erwin Van Harlem is proof of the espionage theory. The Czech agent was caught in the act of receiving a coded message when police raided his London apartment in 1988. The code was written in groups of five numbers. They found several pads with the keys to the codes hidden in bars of soap. The man, who was posing as a Dutch art dealer, was convicted of spying and deported. NPR contacted the CIA about number stations, but the agency declined to comment. Fernandez says the most revealing statement about the stations came from an official at the British Department of Trade and Industry after the Connet project was first released.
And basically they said, they are what you think they are, and they're not for public consumption.
3 years ago, it seemed that the Connet project would be silenced. Fernandez was so burnt out and broke that he decided to take a break. The story would have likely ended there if it wasn't for Wilco. The band, unlike filmmaker Cameron Crowe, failed to ask Fernandez for permission to use his recording. He sued and the record company settled for an undisclosed sum. Fernandez restarted his label and repressed the Connet project. He says the new run is nearly sold out, and he would like to expand the project.
The Cold War is over. They must be people who have this information. And I want to speak to them. I want to publish their diaries. I want to publish their photographs. I want to publish their evidence.
He says his reason is simple.
Well, let's just leave it at this. When people don't know what their governments are doing, bad things happen. Very bad things happen.
For NPR News, I'm Matt Cowan in London.
Welcome to Free Radio Skybird's Mailbag with me, One Deck Pete. We'd love to hear from you and we welcome reception reports. For a QSL, please do include some US dollars to help with the cost of running the station, as we're totally listener supported. You can write to us care of DJ Frederick Moe, Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, that's in Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R, New Hampshire, 03278 USA, or by email at singinggrove@conknet.com, which is also our PayPal address for any donations. We look forward to hearing from you, We've had communications from all over this month, including Russia, Spain and Austria. And the first letter is from Edward Kuselik, V6EFK, from Daysland, Alberta in Canada. Dear Free Radio Skybird, congratulations on your shortwave service being heard in Alberta, Canada, which was via remote listening post in Europe, as the transmission would normally be possible to hear at that time of day. As a long-time listener to the shortwave bands, beginning back in 1965, I'm always intrigued by stations broadcasting from distant lands. Stations such as yours are an inspiration. I wish to thank you for your broadcast, which proves that not all stations are leaving shortwave. Edward then gives us a reception report for our August 4th transmission on 6070 kHz. The broadcast was heard via two listening posts, the first in Poland from 2122 to 2128, which had a signal strength of 6 to 7, then via Hungary from 2128 to Sinop, which was the best reception with a signal strength of 7 to 8. Here's Edward's recording of the broadcast using the online SDR in Hungary.
You're listening to Free Radio Skybird, community radio on shortwave.
Everybody, this is Steve for Mini ND Radio.
He added, I must say the programming was unique, especially when one of my favourite songs, Soulful Strut by Young Holt Unlimited, was played at 21:26 hours, and there was a great variety of music played throughout. And even though the programme called Radiophonic Laboratory was different, it too was something else. Thank you very much, Edward, for getting in touch. And we sent you a QSL to add to your collection. The next is an email from Konstantin Basenkov from St. Petersburg, Russia. Hi, my name is Konstantin Basenkov. I'm 44 years old, born and live in St. Petersburg, Russia. More than 25 years ago, one of my favourite hobbies was DXing. In the 90s, there was no internet. Letters were long and international correspondence was quite expensive for a student. Around 3 years ago, I decided to revisit shortwave listening and I'm now passionate about the hobby once more. I still use my old Soviet military analogue receiver, a R250M2, which is probably older than me and weighs 90 kilograms, and that's used with a 7 meter outdoor long wire antenna 12 meters above ground. He gave a reception report of our September the 1st transmission on 6070 kHz from 1930 to 2000 hours with a SINGPO of 45344. Here is a recording Konstantin made from around 1,300 miles away from the transmission site.
In the black band, is Lambert, and the second image is Adbait, whose Instagram is intoxicated.
Do have a look at his collection of QSL cards, including ours, at Konstantin's blog at qsl-review.blogspot.com. That's qsl-review.blogspot.com. Thank you, Konstantin. Our next email is from Arta Fernandez Luella in Catalonia, Spain. Dear Free Radio Skybird, greetings from Catalonia in Spain. I listened to your radio station via shortwave and it was really interesting. I'm sending you a reception report of your September the 1st transmission from 1900 hours to 2000 hours UTC on 6070 kHz. It was SINGPO 23432 at best at the beginning, then it slowly improved to SINGPO 33333. Arta used a Bearcat DX100 receiver with a 10 meter long wire antenna. He added, at 1950 UTC, reception was difficult. After a while, it started to improve, and the second end of the broadcast was much better. He also wrote, as you can suppose, I enjoy listening to radio. In fact, I practice a hobby called DXing, which consists in listening to stations. When I hear a new one, I write to them and send a reception report and ask for a confirmation of my report, which is added to my collection. Obviously, I would like to receive a QSL from your station. Thanks again for your help and kindness, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. Arta Fernandez Luella, Magreb de Mar, Spain. We sent Arta a QSL, which can be seen alongside other QSLs in his collection, at his blog, maresmedx.blogspot. That's maresmedx.blogspot. Thanks again for getting in touch, Arta. Our next email is from Patrick Robick from Leibnitz in Austria. Hello, I was very pleased to hear your station Free Radio Skybird on September the 7th, 2019 on 7440 kHz. I'm 42 years old and I have been interested in shortwave radio for 29 years. I hope that the following report will be of interest to you. Signal strength as received here in Leibnitz was fair. Interference from other stations was nil. The overall merit was fair. Here is a recording from Patrick, taken from his AOR AR7030 communications receiver.
And my father, Herman Frederick Moe. Remember, wherever you are listening on the planet, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free.
Patrick went on to say, I would be very glad if you could send me a verification that I heard your station. Thanking you in advance for your reply, Patrick Robick in Leibnitz. Thank you, Patrick. We have sent you a QSL card as requested. And our final email this month is from Thomas Drescher in Postmünster in Germany. Hello, DJ Frederick. First of all, a big thank you for your QSL in verification of my report in February last year. Yesterday saw another interesting show on shortwave over here in Lower Bavaria. We're not far from the Austrian border and close to the transmission site of Channel 292. However, due to the present band conditions, reception was very poor since the skip was too long. So better results were noted further afield using a web SDR in the UK. Thomas sent us a reception report with a SIGPO of 45423 for our September the 1st transmission on 6070 kHz from 1900 hours to 2000 hours via G8JNJ's SDR in southwest England. Thomas sent us an interesting breakdown of the programme, which included spotting a couple of tunes on the Soothing Sounds of Shortwave mix, and on our feature on Radio Morania, he noted the radio station disliked by DXs, for each and every time they did announce their address, they radiated an interfering noise that wiped out the announcer's voice. Well observed, Thomas. He went on to say, all in all, it was a bit difficult to follow your show, but I tried anyway. Until next time, yours, Thomas. Thanks very much, Thomas, for getting in touch again and for sticking with our broadcast despite the poor conditions. And we've sent you a QSL as requested. Thanks again to all of you for getting in touch. And if you would like to send us a letter or an email or a donation, our address again is care of DJ Frederick Moe, Free Radio Skybird, 36 West Main Street, Warner, New Hampshire, 03278 USA, or by email at singinggrove@conknet.com. which is our PayPal address as well. Now back to DJ Frederick.
Thank you, Pete. What a wonderful mailbag program. And as Pete mentioned, Free Radio Skybird is listener-supported shortwave radio. And if you'd like to contribute to the operational costs of this radio project, please send any amount in U.S. dollars to 36 West Main Street, Warner, that's W-A-R-N-E-R, New Hampshire, abbreviated NH, postal code 03278, the United States of America. PayPal donations are accepted at singinggrove@conknet.com. And you can also support us by visiting patreon.com/freeradioskybird, and supporters will receive surprise packages in the postal mail, CDs of our broadcasts, and exclusives from Free Radio Skybird. The little homemade show emanating from the hills of New Hampshire, broadcasting out to the world.
What is ham radio? It's the most fun you can have with a radio. Talk to people around the world or even orbiting the world.
And you don't need a 2-year contract or internet access to do it.
Learn about electronics and be of service to your community. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, has over 2,000 clubs across the country, including this one in your area.
There are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of amateur radio clubs all over the planet. So for more information, check out ARRL.org. And it's time to cruise on out of this edition of Free Radio Skybird. The program is produced by myself, DJ Frederick, and Free Radio Skybird features mini indie radio with Steve, Justin Moore's Radiophonic Laboratory, lots of cool creations on the mailbag show from One Deck Pete, and a DX flashback. Our interval signal and opening theme is by Madtone. Our Free Radio Skybird logo was created by Steve. And this radio broadcast is dedicated to the memories of Gary Bourgeois, Ambrose Metzigan, a.k.a. MB, and my father, Herman Moe, who was a singing cowboy on the airwaves way back in the 1930s. So remember, wherever and whenever you are listening, keep your radio free, keep your mind free, keep your spirit free.